Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heiss Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous help? If your answer was yes, then you have tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you are listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you have heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you have heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heiss Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heiss Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. This Saturday's special is Xenostat. Xenostat features a number of sea vegetable complexes and contains a full spectrum of naturally occurring vitamins and trace minerals. It is rich in naturally occurring iodine, which is especially important in the thyroid function, hormone balance, and fat metabolism. This live-sourced iodine has been shown to effectively and rapidly detoxify xenoestrogenic compounds. Buy two or more and get 25% off each bottle. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. You can also email your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida Healthline at yahoo.com. Please feel free to email your questions also, and I will answer them on the air. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you are listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Joining us again today is my friend and mentor, Dr. Douglas Heiss. Welcome, Dr. Heiss, to Central Florida Healthline, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be here again.
Great. Our topic today will be about thyroid, adrenals, and the roles they play with our hormones and our mood. That old saying, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You know, I know that that's a true statement at my house. And as you well know, come to find out, the thyroid and adrenals play a big role in hormones, especially if you've got a female teenager living in the house. Then you know that hormones greatly affect the mood, and it just seems to be a vicious circle. It seems that every day I have people walk in that need support for their thyroid, and it seems to affect women a lot more than it does men. Why do you think that is?
If you're asking me, I think that the brain connection to the thyroid and the emotion center seems to be more sensitive than to men, just because their emotion centers are probably a little bit more advanced than us men. We think more in a simple fashion. Women just have a lot going on at the same time in their minds. But I'm not sure what all the reasons would be, but it's certainly been my clinical experience that despite the difficulties of thyroid hormone imbalances in men, definitely the women are more sensitive. And they occupy the greater majority of patients that would frequent alternative practitioners like ourselves that really want to endeavor to fix these problems, to deal with them in an alternative way. This is the new generation of thinking. It's not so quick to be, well, what drug or pill can I take to cover this thing up? It's more like, okay, what's the problem here and how can I fix this? And there are a lot of attendant symptoms that go along with that thyroid. I know that we'll want to talk about that because it'll resonate with our listeners today, the many symptoms that can occur.
Absolutely. Now, the thyroid hormones can typically they control how fast you burn calories and also how fast your heart beats. But there's a lot of other things that it seems to affect. I know, you know, something as silly as constipation or loose stools can be a sign that your thyroid needs support. Very common also sadness and depression, nervousness, anxiousness. Those are things that I'm very familiar with when I was having issues with my endocrine system. Fatigue is a big one.
Yes, very, very common.
Slow heart rate, rapid heart rate, depending on, you know, if your thyroid is hypo or hyper. Your periods, very heavy periods, light periods or fewer periods can be a sign. PMS is a big one.
Did you say irregular periods?
Yeah, irregular periods are a big one.
Yeah.
Irritable, that feeling of irritability.
Right.
Trouble sleeping. Any other things that you can think of that people might resonate with?
The fatigue factor that you mentioned a moment ago, many individuals, and oftentimes more women than men, will come to our office and they'll say, well, you know, the doctor told me my TSH level is normal, or my T3, T4 levels, they appear fine. So the doctor wants to put me on an antidepressant. And but when we test them, we find that the thyroid is off. And usually they can have the typical fatigue in the morning. And instead of getting up and saying, good morning, Lord, it's sort of good Lord, it's morning. And they want to pull the sheet back over their head and go back to bed a little bit.
Yeah, that was me.
Out of bed. Yeah. You know, and so when they're trying to work, they've got a family, you've got to climb out of bed, and you've got to push themselves to go, then they will notice naturally the fatigue during the daytime too. And so it's a sluggishness. And that the whole metabolic imbalance has an effect on glucose metabolism, mental alertness, memory, concentration, as well as irritability, moods, forgetfulness. You know, when you walk into the room and you think, oh, no, what did I come in here for?
Yeah.
And so even though that blood level may look good, be aware that when you have the QRA type testing, that you're going to be able to pick up the subclinical, even though it doesn't show up in a blood test, the subclinical dysfunction that's occurring within the thyroid gland. That's the blood level is good in many, many cases. If it gets to the point where it's severe enough, then it will show up in the blood. But there are many individuals who are noticing difficulties and that TSH level looks great. And despite that, they're being told that they must have some other issue going on. Perhaps just take an antidepressant or anti-anxiety drug and just go about life. And also, did we mention weight gain? Because that's a subtle, it's a slowing down sedation of the metabolic factor. You don't burn off the calories quite as easily. So it's easier to start to gain the weight. And when the hormonal system gets out of balance, particularly if that adrenal gland gets out significantly, then you can start to have the weight gain in the middle, sort of more of the pear effect on the body. And it's more difficult to regulate the weight, because the whole metabolic rate is slowing down, so it's going to be harder to burn off the calories.
I agree, and I was in that boat, and I have women that come in every day that, you know, they've gotten their blood test, and the blood test comes back, and it says your thyroid is fine. And I remember going through that every couple months. I was at my doctor's office. I need you to run a blood test on my thyroid. I've got all the symptoms checked off, you know, and there's something going on. It would come back. Yep, nope, it's okay. So I remember the relief that I felt when, you know, I came in to see you 5 years ago and you said, yeah, you know, we just need to support the thyroid a little bit. And I felt like, oh, okay, yeah, great. I'm not crazy.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
So, and the thyroid, one of the main things that it uses to produce these vital hormones is iodine. But most people are thinking, well, if I just use iodized salt as my source, then I'm getting enough. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's right. They know that iodine is a player in transferring T4 to T3, which then is converted into the thyroid hormone. So they naturally want to iodize salt. Sea salt is not iodized, although sea salt is the better salt because it is alive. The plant source, the botanical source of iodine is a critical player. And there should be, perhaps as you're going to want to talk about, some of the foods that individuals can use, or we have the product that is available for the patient if they want to go ahead and take some iodine, which is in therapeutic doses is harmless and oftentimes going to be very, very beneficial. And they'll notice within probably 3 to 5 days that they'll start to feel a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't feel like you're getting enough iodine in your diet, you know, our blockbuster special Xenostat, that's an excellent source. And all you really need are 3 capsules a day. But there are some excellent food sources that are high in iodine. Your sea vegetables, yeah. Which, you know, we don't see a lot here in the States. Organic yogurt is good. Organic navy beans are great. Organic strawberries, raw organic cheese and raw milk, organic potatoes, but leave the skin on because that's where the majority of it is. Wild-caught codfish, organic corn, lima beans, those are all great sources for natural iodine. And I know a lot of people are thinking, I can't afford organic. Why is everyone talking, about organic? Why is everyone on this organic kick? And the simple answer really is pesticides and how they're having an effect on our hormonal system and how they're disrupting the entire endocrine system. And in addition to being toxic and carcinogenic, these chemicals act as foreign estrogens in our body, and they're commonly referred to as xenoestrogens. And the xenoestrogens pretend to be biological estrogen, and they're believed to cause an increase in risk of certain cancers, definitely in endometriosis, fibroids, early puberty in children. And, you know, they're making us fat because they're a toxin. And that's one of the ways the body likes to protect us is by surrounding the toxins in fat cells to protect us. So we do have a list of sources and tips to try to avoid these xenoestrogenic chemicals. And you can call Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. Or email us at cfhealthline@yahoo.com. One of the things that I was amazed to learn about, Dr. Heiss, is the thyroid issues during pregnancy and how it can cause a number of problems and even, you know, prevent pregnancy. What's your experience with that with the people you've dealt with?
What really, once a person gets pregnant, they have difficulty with losing their pregnancies in earlier stages. It's usually because of the estrogen dominance, and they need enough progesterone to be able to grow the placental surface on the inside endometrial surface of the uterus. So because of estrogen dominance, they can get started, but it's difficult to retain that. You mentioned some of the different types of problems with estrogen dominance, and there's polycystic ovaries, and a lot of the difficulties that can occur with young people because of taking a lot of foods that contain these xenoestrogens. And so we're in a pool of estrogens. As you mentioned earlier, the pesticides, which are in foods that are not really natural, those are estrogenic in their nature. They behave like an estrogen, but it's a toxic estrogen. It has fire to it. Mm-hmm. It has very harmful effects. That's why I think you rightfully mentioned that it does increase the incidence of cancers. As a matter of fact, years ago, the medical community was using, they were using a patented hormone for women in menopause. And turned out that during the early stages of the research, they found that it was creating such a high incidence of cancer that they immediately stopped the research, and the doctors were ordered just to discontinue using what was the product of a horse urine in making this patented product. So estrogen is a definite problem, and it's bad estrogens. And pesticides are large causes of it. So if you want to move in the direction of trying to avoid that higher incidence, so you want to get more into the organic foods or wash your foods, get the pesticides off of those foods. So from a chemical standpoint, estrogen dominance can be accelerated by the use of foods that have too much of these pesticides in them. So estrogen dominance, think of that. You really have to balance that, the estrogens along with the progesterone. And what the botanicals will do is act as an adaptogenic, helps to balance these, and it can have a very beneficial effect. That's why many times as a part of fixing the thyroid gland, balancing the estrogen progesterone levels could really have a major effect on brain function, brain fog, memory, concentration, mood, emotions, the parts of the human behavior which are affected by the hormonal system so much.
Yeah, and I understand that the if you've got those thyroid issues during pregnancy, that can greatly affect the development of the brain of the fetus, the baby, and also stunt the growth also, because that is something that the baby also needs during that. I think what some people don't realize either, other than just the pesticides, there's a lot of other things that can cause those xenoestrogens, such as the plastic water bottles. Those are bad enough, but especially one thing you don't want to do is expose them to extreme heat, like leaving them in the hot car or putting them in the freezer, things like that, because then that releases that BPA. Women, they have such a difficult time with all the makeup and the skincare. And, you know, so now you not only have to look at food labels on, you know, all the foods that you're trying to buy and feed your family, which, by the way, about a year ago, I was looking to get some sausage for a recipe. And so I started reading all the labels really carefully and noticed that one of these companies actually put BPA in their sausage. You know, which was shocking to me. Why somebody would do that, I don't know. Huh. But our makeup and our skincare and our shampoos and soaps and all that we put on our skin, people don't realize that that gets absorbed directly into the bloodstream. It completely bypasses the liver, which tries to filter a lot of those things out. So,
As you're talking about this thyroid issue again, one thing you mentioned earlier, that was the hyperthyroid, the fast heartbeat, and that's not as common. Most people, when they start to get out of balance chemically, it's more noticeable in a woman, but most people, when they start to get out of balance, it will affect the thyroid and the adrenals or the endocrine system. And in some cases, they'll go into a problem whereby they will start to have a hyperthyroid problem, which is autoimmune. It is related to particles coming through the gut that attack the thyroid gland and put it into high gear. So they'll start to notice irregular heartbeats, fast heart, a little bit of an elevated blood pressure problem that could be transient, coming and going. It depends upon how severe it is. But that's another probability, but the occurrence of it is not as frequent. Most people are going to have first the hypothyroid problem.
Yeah, and I do hear people talk about kind of a irregular heartbeat.
Yeah.
Is one of the problems that they typically notice more often. and run to their doctor, and you know, they check out the heart, and they're like, no, your heart's fine. So that's generally thyroid-related also.
Also, if I could just add this, I would also suspect that there's probably going to be some food sensitivities. What would be the first two foods that you want to probably come off with would be wheat and dairy, and just do that for about a week. Wheat and dairy. Dairy is, of course, cheese, butter, cream. And wheat would be your wheat product. You can use rice. I would stay away from rye and barley, because those are part of the gluten grain, wheat is a part of that. So if you do that for about a week and it still doesn't go away, you still have those arrhythmia episodes, then it may be more food sensitivities, but it's also gut-related, and it could be because that thyroid, the endocrine system, is out of balance. That's what's so wonderful about that QRA test that you do. And, of course, I myself, you know, have done that for a number of years, but I go back to you just periodically just to get tested, because it's a great way of preventing problems and retaining the degree of wellness that I would like to have in my senior years.
Now, a lot of things that we have seen in common with the issues with thyroids is usually goes along with the adrenals. And typically if the thyroid needs support, usually the adrenals do also. And the adrenals, if you've got issues with that, usually also you have the chronic fatigue, the muscle weakness, low appetite, cravings for salt. What are some other things that you see typically with the adrenals?
Because it is common in conjunction with thyroid problems, they kind of blend together. Typically, the get up and go juice in the morning is the thyroid, but the ability to sustain the energy, or notice the drop either in the mornings or even in the afternoons. For instance, after you have a nice meal, and then you start to have difficulty getting going again, you notice that hypoglycemic drop in the afternoons.
Yeah,
that is definitely adrenal in nature. That can create irritability. It can create difficulty with concentration, memory. But the lack of stamina is also one of the major things that alerts me to the possibility of an adrenal gland. And then, of course, I could test for that thyroid or the adrenal gland and see if it is out of balance and find out what herbs I can use to restore it, bring it back up to full resonance again. Another symptom that individuals have would be dizziness and lightheaded feeling if they stand up quickly, or if they're laying down, they sit up quickly, be it in the morning or even during the day. Sometimes it's more noticeable during the day, despite the fact that they've been laying in bed for a number of hours, just because during the daytime, if those adrenals are weak, that person's going to start to notice more tiredness. So if they do sit down, they stand up quickly, or if they bend over and then they stand up quickly and they notice that lightheaded, dizzy feeling for a minute, that's the lack of the adrenals to be able to keep the blood in the brain. So it's the body's defensive mechanism. Get your head down. You got to bend over, get the blood back up in the brain again. You got to come up slowly. That is a signal, a classic cardinal sign of hypoadrenia or an adrenal gland fatigue.
Yeah. Now the adrenals, you know, there's five things that they desperately need in order to be able to function properly, and that is 5 straight hours of uninterrupted sleep. And I ask people this a lot: are you sleeping 5 straight hours? Yes, I am. Well, come to find out, you know, they're getting up, you know, in between that time and having to urinate during the night, or the baby's getting them up, things like that. But it actually has to be 5 straight uninterrupted hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Good salt, meaning not the white heated salt, table salt that we're all used to. Pink salt, unheated sea salt, Himalayan salt, all of those.
Good.
B vitamins are very, very important to the adrenals. And the good news is that we do have a product called Max B that is excellent for mood and energy and a great support for the adrenals, because they do need them so desperately.
And they are nanized to a thousandth of a 1,000th. size. It's extremely small. It's been made small enough so that it can start to go through the villi of the intestinal tract and get within the body within 11 seconds. So those of you who have low adrenal function, fatigue, tired, sluggish feeling, if you took some of this B, it's a liquid form, you would probably notice a difference within 2 minutes, particularly in the beginning when your adrenals and the thyroid is so low, it's much more noticeable.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff. I won't go without it. Vitamin C, very important to the adrenals. And it doesn't have to be that you have to go out and buy a vitamin C. You can eat an orange or a tangerine or half a grapefruit. That'll give you enough for what you need for the day to support the adrenals. And very important, too, you've got to have plenty of water, at least half your weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink at the very least 100 ounces of water. And all those will help to support the adrenals. And we do carry a lot of nutrients at Heiss Health Clinic to help support the thyroid and the adrenals and the mood, things like that. The Xenostat, our weekend special, that's got the food source of iodine. We also have another product called Thyroven, which is also has the food source iodine that's very beneficial to detoxification. Adaptogen, the product we talked about last week, the thyroid gland also controlled by the pituitary and hypothalamus. So the adaptogen works great, and it's also a great support for the adrenals. And then we've got another product called Adrenaven. But all these products that we've mentioned today, they're all available at Heiss Health Clinic. Just give us a call at 407-677-1660. You have been listening to Central Florida Healthline, and this is Renee Humphreys, and I'm with Dr. Heiss today. I am with Heiss Health Clinic. Our blockbuster special today is Xenostat. You buy two bottles or more, and you can get 25% off of each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number again is 407-677-1660. We can either mail the package out to you, or you can pick it up at our location in Winter Park right off of Howell Branch Road. You may also email us your order or send any questions that you have to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF as in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. I invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health problems and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard us on WTLN and receive 50% off your initial assessment. You can also check us out on the web at drheise.com. That's drheise.com. Or call us at 407-677-1660. You have been listening to Central Florida Healthline. My name is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. And I look forward to you joining me again next Saturday at noon for another informative edition of Central Florida Healthline. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests, and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline. This was a pre-recorded show.